stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll. Boom, 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 boom,
gravity, which spread a smothering blanket, an evolutionary launch pad. Vision was tested on blank sky, and a voice said, "Let me tell you about the time that something occurred." Medication caused an ear to hear, and a conflict of interpretation arose. Landscapes were drawn from a plague of particles, and the burden was distributed. The law would return as inflated skins, while music initiated architecture. Animals living through a velocity of fear began to modify their behavior to comply with human observation, thus dropping the keystone into the eggshell honeycomb of anthrocentric history sense. As for the plants, they had been with the music. Science procured a steepled shell dressed for immortality, hollow to hold the music. Emotion repelled all opinion and refused to consider its origin. Apples happened, bringing acids and enzymes. The spinning recorder disguised as an endless bouquet. Things became erotic at the drop of a hat. A tyrant placed an apple on a table and lorded over it, as a fish realized it held a monkey inside itself and expelled it on the beach in a larval salamander form. The voters clamored for more circles and the whole rig began to rotate. Books were used for fuel and money, and everybody was writing them. The planets turned inside out to expose their freight. No charges were pressed because all involved agreed that they could die. These are secrets a world sung to me, truer than the truth. A young order of birds that eats the eyes of believers. Science predicted forms of worship and reveled in them. An orgy of mutation took place for many years. Between stones, near water, inside clouds. The people bound their feet with the skins of the animals to trample their own cities and each other. They developed external organs like guns and television sets. They believed that they owned things. One mind in a generation will hear the eternal broadcast, the voice saying, "Let me tell you about the time that something occurred." That mind's body will be strapped down, and that body's mind will be subject to testing or electric currents rippled through the brain. But the music pervades. It was music that gave the shove, and resolved in music we shall breathe. It was children that crafted a parent, and resolved in children we shall live.
We shall breathe, and we shall live.
It's true.
Welcome
to part two.
The extended version.
Extended version.
The extravaganza, if you will.
The
maximum
rock and roll
bong radio. It's a radio bong.
Yeah, I was going to make a weird bong noise, but I decided against it.
Just abdicated that responsibility to me real quick.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you should do that.
Well, people have been asking me. By people have asked me, I mean no one has asked me ever. Langford, what do you do when you go to Weedland? When I go to Clown Town, when I ride the Gigglebush Express, I do a lot of things. One of them, I'm not ashamed to admit, is Act Like a Robot. And I have some songs that demonstrate that. This is the first song. And lots of other things that I do when I shoot a roofer.
Shooting a roofer.
Yep.
So this is Langford in our part two radio of Bumming Out the Punks.
Oh, yeah. I bum out myself sometimes. It's pretty harsh. Here it goes. I'm sorry, I was lost in a moment there. Hey, welcome back to the Extravaganza. I'd scratch these records for added effect, but I don't think I'm allowed to do that because it's not my house. Pete's questioning me because I had to prepare a contingency plan because I couldn't find him. I was too stoned.
So I was lost, bro.
I was stoned. And you know what I did when I was stoned? Last of all, I rocked with We Rock by Happy Flowers. Prior to that, I attained the power to ignore with Oldest off their self-titled LP. Then I was red-eyed with Then Red-Eyed by Melt Banana off their new record from this last year. And I also wrote a letter to ZZ Top with Letter to ZZ Top by U.S. Maple. And but before that all started, I just acted like a robot with Test Tower by Hot and Cold. And that's what I do when I'm high. If you ever wondered, if you ever thought to yourself, man, I wonder what that Langford dude does when he's high. Well, who are you?
I mean, that's what I think most of the time.
Who are you? Why are you concerning yourself with this? It's like the least interesting aspect of the least interesting life. But that's cool. I mean, I'm not here to judge you. We could be friends. Do you want to talk about, I don't know, magic cards? I had a lot of magic cards at one point. They had some also really mystical drawings. It's pretty rad, if you think about it. Or not, you know, we could talk about something else like, I don't know, man. Like, you ever look at the stars?
I mean, I was going to make a salt and pepper joke, but maybe not.
Are you going to get up on this?
I mean, I'm not going to make that salt and pepper joke that you can make for yourself at home.
Yes. DIY. 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 Whatever.
DIY whatever. I don't know. I'm going to play some songs, man.
What?
I'm going to play some stuff. Yeah. Stuff will be played.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the extravaganza.
Irie.
Super Irie, bro. That song, I'm not sure I'd say that was Irie.
But it kind of.
Yeah. Harsh and near mellow.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I was going to try and modify that word.
Worst case scenario, harshing Langford's mellow.
Mwah.
Or the song's also called Umbilical Nose, but subtitled Harshing Langford's Mellow.
It's all right. I'm moshing.
At least for now. He was moshing. He tried. It was pretty lackluster.
Well, it's hard to mosh when you're in a rolling chair.
No. Rolling chairs. Wait, you've never been in a pit with a rolling chair?
Man, I never really have lived.
Never lived. Before that was divorce, pencils, giant pencils. That record's good.
Yeah.
Man. Before that, harshing everyone's mellow was Men's Recovery Project, This Fascist Kills Guitars.
I'm pretty sure that song killed my mellow.
Yep. That fascist killed your mellow, bro.
Whoa.
Before that was Ask the Dead, Stockholm Syndrome. It's a new record. I hate to tell them this, but the cover art, not into it, but I like the record. So, you know, whatever. Before that was Soulside Trigger. That was off of a live 7-inch put out by a Polish label. Very hard to find. You can ask Dobes about it. He's right around here. Probably can't ask him because I bet you don't even know him. But we both tried to find it. Hard to get. And then I started that off with Bad Swimmers, Forcing Something. I really like that. It's the first song off their new 10-inch. I like it.
It's pretty good.
Fucking like it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, everybody, I'm going to be real honest with you. On a good day, I can't even pretend to know what I'm doing or trying to do. So here's a whole bunch of bullshit that I'm going to just throw in your lap, and you're going to make sense of it. So we're going to start this off. We're going to start this off with some fucking bullshit. This is Ho's Got Cable, Chevy Chase, motherfucker. Yeah. Well, looks like we're closing out on our even our bonus hour now. I know it seemed like it would never end, didn't it? But
closing out.
So my nonsense set, counting it back, that was The Great Unraveling with space travel, with moles, with wires, stretch heads, with omnipresent octopus, Tina H13 with foggy head off their split with ovarian trolley, and Hose Got Cable with Chevy Chase motherfucker. We want to thank you for being here. We don't have anything to read this time because we already fucking did that shit.
Already read it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. And now, here's for the harshest vibe of all.
You ready for to have your vibe harsh?
Are you ready to get all vibey and not in a good way?
Like not like vibey, like when you walk into a party and some dude like gives you like a look and you're like,
oh man.
And you're like, fuck man, why is that guy vibing me right
it's
now?
It's kind of vibey in here right now.
Why is it so vibey?
It's a little tough.
Not like vibey, like, oh dude, did you hear that last song? That was super vibey, bro.
Yeah. Not like that.
Not like that.
Not like sitting on the hood of your Camaro with some dudes and maybe like a couple frosty ones. and like the cassette deck is just blasting, you know?
And
maybe you still got the motor running so it's warm underneath your seat.
It is. And it's like, and there's a bunch of dudes.
Dudes. Just duding out.
Most of them aren't wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Why would you?
They're one of them's wearing a half shirt. A mesh half shirt.
Man, I wish I was wearing a mesh half shirt.
I mean...
But moving on.
I mean, I wish you were too.
That's like good vibey. This is bad vibey. It may be 420 yeah. now, but tomorrow it's going to be 421, the day after. And that Method Man record is not very good. Neither is the fact that it's Monday. And so I have a Monday song for man. 420 to close out this whole
fucking
thing.
Vibing you, bro.
This is our friends, the Young Pioneers, with Fuck the Labor Pool. All right, just one more. Said just one more. That's all you get.